Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And I'm glad that we're back. I'm here with Brian Sant.
We're back.
I know you guys missed us for a week. That was really sweet. We got some emails from people saying that, you know, wow, no deadline this week, which we did.
We
got emails. We even got parishares, so we are set.
Yeah, I wrote them.
So how are you, Brian?
Tired. Very, very tired.
Yeah, you've really been under the gun at work lately.
A lot. Been murder.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having to deal with the family, too, so.
Yeah, that's like just the icing on the cake. So how was your Easter?
Good. Went to my sister's. Yeah, did the whole Easter thing, then left.
You like the little video I sent you on the phone?
What was it? I thought that was just a picture.
Oh, you didn't play it?
No.
Aw, dude. How did you say poor bunny? I thought you saw the whole thing.
Well, no, the picture looked like the bunny with the head cut off.
Oh, you have to, it's a video.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A video message. Yeah, my son used his cell phone. I made this 3D bunny cake for Easter. And, you know, my son decided, he's like, come on, Mom, I'm going to video this with my phone. Because I was getting ready to cut the cake. And I had the knife and I was doing, wee, wee. Like from Psycho, you know, like going to stab. And Brian's going, cut him, cut him. And finally I start like cutting the head off and I'm making the gurgling noises of, you know, like as the rabbit's getting his head cut off. And then you hear my son go, no. And then, so that was the whole video. Oh, anyway, it was cute. I sent it to Brian. Apparently he didn't open the video.
Well, I thought it was just a picture.
No, you have to play it.
I didn't know.
And then I sent it to Bonnie Bates of, I think she's, what is she, Garden State Paranormal or Garden State Ghost Hunters? Garden State Ghost Hunters. Something like that. Anyway, Bonnie wrote back. She said she loved it. A couple of my other friends, Diane, Sean, I sent it to Chris. I showed it to my parents when I was over there on Monday. And, you know, I figured, oh, this will be hit or miss with my dad, you know, but he actually liked it.
Really?
So if anybody's curious, just send me your cell phone number. If your cell phone can receive a video message, I will send you the bunny cake decapitation video.
I'm wondering if you could just email it to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. My son Brian was saying, oh, Mom, you should have gotten like some USB cable with your cell phone, and you should be able to plug the phone into the computer.
Yeah, you can.
I can?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. You know, the kid knows more than I do. What can I tell you when it comes to this? And he's like, oh, yeah, you could then put it into your computer. You could have... Shut up.
When it comes to you, a lot of people know a lot more.
I know, all right? Hey. But apparently, yeah, he said, oh, Mom, you should do that, and then you could upload it to YouTube or put it on your MySpace page so everybody could watch it, and, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, so we had fun, you know, we did that. We watched a lot of videos because I was either busy decorating a stupid cake or making the turkey dinner. And,
yeah, my stepmother was very out of place this Easter.
Oh, why?
Because usually
she's the cook.
She's the cook. My sister cooked this year.
Oh.
So it was. She was like, I just feel so strange not, you know, doing the dishes and.
Oh, God, lady, please, you get come right in. Anytime you want to do dishes, there's the kitchen. Because that's what I notice when I have my boys. I am like short order cook. I'm short order cook and referee. It's either like I'm in the kitchen and I'm making something. Here, you want a snack? Here, you want this? You want the, hey, Mom, I want that. I'm like, all right, running back and forth. And then it's like, do the dishes. And it's like, one, two, two, cut it out. Go to your corners. Time out. You know, and it's like, so you run the gamut of short order cook, referee. Oh, God. And then you keep hearing that, Calgon, take me away. You know, like playing in your head, like, oh, my God, are they going to bed
and
soon?
And you'd be like, wait a second. If I spent 5 minutes in the tub with them here.
Oh, forget it. The house would be burned down. I mean, you really have to, you know. And then even when they're quiet, I knew this from the time they were little. It's like, as soon as they're quiet, you're like, where are you and what are you doing? You know, it's like, now it's too quiet. Oh, my God. And, you know, sure enough, that's when they get the lipstick and they're coating the inside of the toilet or they're drawing all over the walls. And, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm single.
Well, hey, you know, at least I paid my dues to that whole camp at a much younger age, thank God. Because if I look at my friends, like when we met for like the 20-year high school graduation and stuff.
That was 20 years ago?
Well, yeah, a few years ago. It was 20 years ago. And, you know, a couple months after that, several of us got together one night for dinner, and the one had a 9-month-old baby and a 3-year-old son. It's my friend Nancy. Jill had a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And they're talking about the whole preschool and kindergarten. And I'm sitting there going, I feel like so old. I'm like, my youngest is like 9 or 10 at that point. I know. But we were all the same age. But they were like retro of me. I'm like, I don't get it. You know, you're talking about stuff I was dealing with like 10 years ago. And this is so bizarre. And
sorry for digressing, people.
Yeah, anyway. So that's you know, but I did my time in the trenches is what I'm the point I'm making. So, yeah. But, you know, we've had the stuff either flushed down the toilet or drawn on the walls. You know, look, Mommy, I did my makeup. And they took my makeup and it's all over their brother's face. And, oh, God. Anyway. So that was Easter. So you had a good Easter, except Georgia wasn't cooking.
Yep. I mean, she brought the sweet potatoes, but nothing compared to what she usually does.
Yeah. How was your sister's cooking?
Good. We had ham, turkey. Ham and turkey.
Jeez. That's a lot of work.
Green beans, mashed potatoes. I brought the pies.
Pies?
Yes.
What kind of pies?
I brought a French silk pie.
The hell is it?
It's almost like a chocolate mousse with whipped cream on it. And,
okay.
A caramel apple pie.
Ooh.
Now, the French silk went like nobody's business. So they're like, oh, take this other pie home. I'm like, no. I said it'll sit in my refrigerator. Yeah. I said, a whole pie for me, I won't eat it. Mm. Well, she calls me the next day. She goes, you know, the pie's gone. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. She says, you know, my fiance had a slice before he went to bed. He had 2 slices for breakfast in the morning. My son had a couple slices during the day.
Oh, wow. So it's a good thing you left it.
Yeah, then. Exactly.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah, because I'm the same way. I've got all these leftovers now. I was trying to pawn it off on the kids. I'm like, come on, you want to take some turkey home? You want to do that? No. Well, you know Trent. He won't eat leftovers to save my life. And so I'm like, yeah, I've got all this stuff in the fridge. So this morning I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I'll slice open one of the leftover biscuits, put some stuffing on it, and kind of re-moisten it with Worcestershire sauce, put a couple pieces of turkey, smushed it together, microwaved it to warm it up. I'm like, that was brunch, you know. But yeah, wow. Well, that's good, though. See, I had a good day.
It was a nice 3-day weekend.
Any Easter egg hunting?
No.
No?
No. My...
I still can't find 2 of them that I hid on my one son.
My sister-in-law, for the daughter, made her an Easter hat.
Oh, yeah?
But she covered the hat with candy.
Oh.
Like, on the top of the top of the hat, she put, like, those peeps.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, glue them on there and stuff like that. And put jelly beans around. I mean, really decorated it nice. Wow. And my niece was trying to pull these
peeps off. Yeah, you're supposed to eat them.
So she couldn't. So she started just licking the heads. So all the heads were white when she got there.
Oh, God. How cute. How old's your niece now?
5?
Yeah. Cool. So that's that. Oh, I don't know if you got a chance on March 14th to listen to the Spirit Team Radio.
Nope.
Of course not. Well, for those of you who missed it, I was on the full 2 hours on March 14th with host Doug Kelly and Grant Rubin Dunst. You can listen to the archive of the show, and it's a long address. It's paranexusradio.org/forum/index.php.
And I'm sure it'll be on the website.
I think it still is. I think I put the link on the deadline page so you can click on it and you can listen. And even, you know, if you can't remember all that, just get to, like, I think it's spiritradio.us or something. SGradio.us, and that will get you into where you can see the radio shows and you can go to the archive there. Excuse me.
Must be the McDonald's you had.
I know. I was pretty good. I have still got it. I can't believe how I can unwrap things, pick off the pickles, keep the car going on the road, have the cell phone going.
Glad I'm not riding with you.
Oh, back in the day, I used to drive a stick plus do my makeup and have my coffee and bagel. And
glad I'm not riding with you.
I was being good, but yeah, and that McDonald's isn't far from your place here, so.
And they opened a new Dunkin' Donuts on the way too.
Oh yeah. I figured they kind of roll up the sidewalks every time I've been out here, and when I leave late at night or whatever. Well, not late, but you know, later. And there's like I'm trying to, like, get a cup of coffee to drive home, and Dunkin' Donuts is closed. I'm like, closed? I thought you guys were, like, 24-7. What is this, you know?
The one coming to my house is open, I think, 24-7.
Yeah?
The one going back, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's not. I've seen it. But anyway, so yeah, so I inhaled that. That was good. So, oh, and did you see Maury on March 20th, the show Maury?
No, I work.
Yes, yeah, so do I, in a sense, but,
right.
I DVR'd it because, yeah, I knew it would come on.
Honestly, I forgot.
Yeah. Well, my buddy and colleague, Jeff Belanger, was on Maury. It's the Maury Povich show. It was on March 20th. He was detailing some pretty fantastic ghostly apparition photos. Now, some of these we've all seen because everybody, forwards them to us at some point. Like that stupid one with the car crash and the big white shadow that they say it was a guardian angel because look at how smashed this car is and everybody survived. La, 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 la.
Blah, yeah, blah, right. Blah,
yeah,
blah,
you know,
blah.
It looks so bogus. I'm sorry. I have had that sent to me, I don't know how many times. Oh, a guardian angel. I'm like, yeah, please. You know, although I did like the picture that was taken in the cemetery in France, in Paris, of this one tourist. He was posing in front of a tombstone. But in the back of him, you could see, like, what looks like the figure of Jim Morrison with no shirt on, with his arms outstretched and his traditional black leather pants and his head kind of turned to the side. That was pretty cool. I mean, was it staged? Was it authentic? I don't know. I wasn't there. But according to the show, that was the real deal. It looked pretty good. They had Sean Kelly on for like 2 nanoseconds, which was a shame. But
every show that seems to go there, he's only on for 2 nanoseconds.
Yeah. Well, no. Normally he gets to talk more and tell more about the place. But this was like they had him in the audience. He stood up. He started to answer a question. It was just like they cut him off. But at least, Jeff was telling me he got to meet him.
Well,
so that was
good. Actually, he probably got to talk. But the editing process killed him.
Oh.
Because all the shows are edited.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You never know. Well, when I watched the Montel one that I was on, there was everything that I talked about, or that Sylvia was talking to me about, was as I remember it sitting there. So that part wasn't edited.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Maury kind of typically does everything over and over again. Like they go to commercial break and they show you the thing, and then they come back, and as they're coming back, they show you this the film opening.
Jeff should have said he wanted to get DNA tested.
Yeah, I mean, basically that's all Maury is about. I was like, well, what are they going to do? DNA test a ghost? Are you really the spirit of this?
Is his child really his?
But anyway, so yeah, Jeff was talking to me. He said, yeah, he goes, do you know Sean Kelly? I said, yeah, of course. So he said, oh, I got to meet him and blah, blah, blah. So that was nice. But anyway, so Sean was on for about 2 minutes. I think Jeff was on a total of 5 reviewing the different photos and stuff. And like I said, some of them were pretty cool looking. And then they had, the bad part was Maury's, couple of his like female producer, they went to Eastern State to do, and they were collecting these EVPs with Jeffrey Wands, his resident psychic, Yeah, so they all go to Eastern State. Well, the couple girls were very young who were, like, I guess, assistant producers or whatever of the segment. And
look,
they're
good
up on stage. They're beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. They were pure eye candy. They were not, I don't know. But anyway, so the one with the long brown hair, she was like, in Eastern State, they're filming her, and she'd ask, like, she's doing EVPs.
During the day, I'm sure.
No, this was at night.
Oh, they did it at night.
They did it at night. And she would ask a question and wait for the answer. She'd play it back, and she'd be like, wah! Screaming and jumping around. Oh, my God, it's answering! And I'm like, now, when I saw this in the coming attractions, I'm like, oh, my God, please tell me this is not a paranormal investigator and making the rest of us look like lunatics. But when I saw her on the show, I was like, okay, all right. So not only is she not, she's beyond newbie. This is something,
right?
She doesn't typically do, and maybe she's very skittish. But to hear them going on, even the producer's like, I'll go out on a limb here. I have to say that was one of the most scariest places, and you know me, Maury. It was the scariest place I've ever been. I'm like sitting there going, Eastern State, the scariest place you've ever been?
Well, those people from, what is it, Most Haunted or whatever it was over there.
This
is the scariest place I've ever been in.
Can you make a noise? I love
that. Can you throw these marbles back at us?
Can you kick them in the nuts? Oh, that's perfect. It's like, what does this have to do with paranormal investigating? But Anyway, so thankfully those two girls who were freaking out and everything were just producers of the segment. They weren't from a paranormal investigative team. Because I'll tell you, it really, it was just such, and for them to say how scary that place is. Now, I mean, granted, when you're alone, like when I had to walk from one end to the other by myself in the dark, and I only had the little, I don't think I even had a light. I was trying to rely on what light I could see to find you guys back in the rotunda.
Okay.
Your mind can start to, you know, your imagination runs away with you. You're just picturing, because you're walking down that long, what do you call that, aisle, row, whatever. Yeah. And you've got the cells right on the sides. And I'm trying to stay as much in the middle because you start to feel like someone's going to reach out or jump out from one of the sides and go, like, you know, and jump out and scare you or grab you. And I'm like, I'm thinking that in my head, and I'm thinking, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to be another human being doing it just to goof on me,
right,
which would, but it'd still be scary, but it'd be fun, you know. So I'm trying to walk in the middle, and I could see, like, at that point, I was like, dang. And then you realize, like, I could hear you guys very faintly in the distance, and as I'm walking, I'm like, it's like that overwhelming quiet and darkness, and I was like, that's scary, okay? But that, you know, you put a kid in the closet, close the door, and there's no light, that's scary, because they're sequestered and it's dark,
even
you know?
In Eastern State, though, as long as you kind of know, like, there's other people there, it's different. Some of those guys and stuff are in that prison by themselves, completely, like, going around checking everything, turning out lights and all that, like, when we leave at, like, 2 a.m., they still have to make another walk around. And then turn on all the lights, and they're in there by themselves.
And that I could see being scary.
Yep.
But for this girl to be saying how frightening it was with, you know, a 100-watt bulb off a camera shining in her face, I'm like, hello? You know,
I mean,
not that
I've
scary.
Been there so many times, and I've never felt it scary.
It's yeah, like when we're there working, it's kind of, it's neat, it's comforting in a way. It's almost comfortable in a way.
Yep.
But yeah, like I said, the only time I kind of was starting to get freaked out was because I was by myself walking, you know, in the dark.
Which is against protocol.
Well, I had to go to the freaking bathroom, man. And that was all the way out by the gate, you know. So then
there really aren't any cells that way.
No, when you come down, once you got over that main thing, and then I was coming down the one hallway, there were doors on the sides.
There were a couple, I think the priests. The chaplain's office was on the right. I think they had a storage room on the left. And that was it.
Well, I remember it being long, dark, and scary.
Well, you'll get to know that. You'll get to relive it when you do training.
Yeah. Well, we don't have anybody booked for training. Ha-ha.
There will be.
Oh,
it's because, ha-ha, no one's going to do it when it's cold.
This is true. Well, I am not doing it when the little critters come out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, I will take the ghosts, but I am not putting up with them cucarachas.
There ain't no critters there.
Oh, they're horrible.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, come on. Don't make fun of me.
You get to do the next training.
All right, fine, whatever.
With all the critters.
I'll be like, what PayPal? Nope, didn't get it. Sorry. Guess we're not having a training. All right, you want to move along to meeting announcements?
Why not?
Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, yes. April 2nd is the Central Jersey Division meeting. That's in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. Then we have the Northwest Division on April 15th. That's headed up by team leader Dina Tirico in the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown, which is Warren County. The topic is going to be how mirrors factor in the paranormal. What are the concerns about mirrors? Come and learn what roles they play in the paranormal field, past and present. Meeting will also cover what to do if you suspect a mirror contains spirits. So that sounds pretty cool. The Northeast Division is having their meeting on April 24th. That's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. And that's in the Recreation Building located at 162 West Main Street in Pagoda. I should point out that all meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. You do not need to be a member. You can show up. And there's always a share and scare segment. So if you have any photograph or potential EVP recording that you want to demonstrate during the share and scare, they're happy to review it and let you know what they think. And that's pretty much it. We're going to take a quickie break here. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal?
then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, this is the part of the show where if you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, you send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit is necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's an astrological chart that I cast for you. It's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with the printout and my handwritten notes as well. How about that, Bri?
I think every December, when it goes over to the new year, we subtract one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
So you know, we just start over. January, it's a whole new year, if they're close, yeah.
Well, no, but if someone starts sending parashares in, say, like October.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, if they send like one October, one November, one December, and all of a sudden you're saying, oh, too bad.
You're right. No, I would just keep track. I wouldn't deduct or do anything like that, but oh well. Aren't you glad it's me doing it and not Ryan?
I'd say to hell with y'all.
Yeah. Well, this week we have a parashare. Now, this parashare comes to us from our NJGHS member, Elaine Makala. She said she rewrote the story in the first person, so it sounds like she's telling it as if she lived it, but it's not her. It's really one of her friends who wants to remain nameless.
Anonymous.
So, yes. So here you go. Here's the story. I have a daughter who is 27 years old, and we have always known that she has a special gift. When she was around 5 years old, now get this, she was around 5 years old, we were driving through our old family neighborhood in Bogota, where she had never been before in her life. As we were driving around the streets, she all of a sudden jumped up and pointed to a house and said, "Hey, that is where my grandma lives." Now, she has never met her grandma, as she died many years earlier, and she has never seen pictures of the house. She did pick the right house out even before any of us saw it or said anything. Over the years, she has had many other incidents like this. We live in Wanacue, and when she was 7 and 8 years old, she would come running in the house after school very scared. She would walk home from the corner bus stop, school bus stop, and when she walked by a certain house, she would run like mad. She claimed that the house had 2 kids that would chase her. They would get so far and then stop and go back into the yard of their home. Well, I asked her to point out the house, and when she did, I told her that was quite impossible, as there were no children that lived in that house. This went on for quite a while. I would look out the window and see her running from that house and the kids that I could not see. She said it was a little boy and little girl. Thankfully, this stopped happening after a while, and many years have since passed. She is now a grown woman and lives upstairs from me. The house in question has recently been sold, and the new owner started doing some renovations. About 3 weeks ago, the new owner dug up the flooring in the bathroom to find a dirt floor underneath. As he was digging around, he saw something in the dirt. Upon clearing it a little bit more, he unearthed a little tiny skeleton hand. He immediately called the police, and when we came home from work, the place was swarming with police cars. It turns out they found two little bodies buried there, a girl and a boy. When my daughter came home and saw the commotion, she asked, "What happened? What's wrong?" We told her what had happened, and she said, "See, I told you there were kids there that were chasing me, but nobody ever believed me. She saw them when no one else could. Just as she described them when she was just a little girl." It turned out that in 1920, another owner had expanded this house and unknowingly built over the little ones' graves.
Ooh.
Very Poltergeist 1982 edition, hearkening back to the Black Hawk curse in Texas, right?
Yep.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Elaine, for that. You have a point. So, wow, that's very, very cool.
I don't Carol know. Ann! Carol Ann!
If you heard that once, you heard it 1,000 times. Wow. God, that movie still, you know, that was good. But that's pretty cool. I mean, that's ooh, how creepy to think all those years you're living over. But I wonder what the deal is with the two kids. I mean, was it just their graves? It was like an unmarked little cemetery
or something?
That's
what it sounds like. It was just unmarked graves.
Wow. And this kid could see them chasing her. Oh, that's so sad. I mean, in a way, you know, like, it's sad for this girl that nobody believed her, and then it's probably those kids were trying to get attention to say, help us, you know, to
maybe, you know? Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. What was that from? Oh, Laughing. Was it Artie something? He used to do that. Very interesting.
Before my time.
Yes, quite. We'll take a quick break. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunters show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunters, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunters. The show is beyond the normal broadcast.
It's time for Haunted Trivia. Okay, Now, last time you were asked about the ghost of Elizabeth Ford, who supposedly haunts this place in Nashua, New Hampshire, still today. Her husband, a sea captain, murdered her. Apparently, he had been away at sea on a long voyage, well over 9 months, and when he returned, he found his wife had given birth. Uh-oh, do the math. So he killed her and the infant and buried them near the house. Her ghost is said to be lovable and yet still in search for her lost baby. What is the name of this now restaurant? The answer, the Country Tavern. Now, Joe Leone, my buddy in Florida there, he got this answer right, but he admitted it hadn't been 30 days since 30 days has not elapsed since he last won on Haunted Trivia, so he was ineligible for a prize. But thank you, Joe, for listening and getting the answer right. Okay? All right, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of pretty gosh darn tootin' difficult. Okay. These hairy and horned demons with drooping tongues and wide mouths have basic human features. They are partiers, usually gathering in their ring of festivities at midnight. In Russian lore, a twin hunchback from a small village grew tired of living with his mean twin hunchbacked brother. So he set out on his own and found himself in the forest and came upon the midnight party of these demons. They quickly pulled him into their dance. He was scared, but did as they did, hoping to escape at the first chance. They liked him, since he did his best to participate and invited him to join them again some other time. His hesitation to accept the invitation made them demand a pledge. He offered personal items and clothing, but they desired his hump. He was thrilled to have his body in perfect condition and returned home to his brother. The mean twin decided he too wanted to be rid of his hump, so he set out to find the demons at midnight. The demons were thrilled that he kept his pledge and returned, mistaking the twin for the one whose hump they took. Once they vanished, the mean twin found himself with his brother's hump on his chest and his own hump still on his back. What is the name of these demons?
Ex-husbands.
No, they don't leap and party and are not very fun like that. Trust me. Demonic? Evil, venom spewing, yes, but partying and taking something away, giving, no. Anyways, be the first person to email the correct name of these demons to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will receive and win the 2008 Llewellyn Moonsign book. Now, this has the best lunar timing for gardening, favorable and unfavorable days, and long-range weather predictions. Handy-dandy little thing. Good little prize to win there. It's the 2008 Llewellyn Moonsign book. Retails for $8.99. It'll probably cost me about that just to ship it to you when you win, but hey, you know. So make sure you send the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs. Do not send it to me. Do not send it to Brian. Don't send it to the deadline.
I don't get emails anyway, so.
Well, sometimes. But, you know, it has to go to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Got it? Anyway. So we've had more people sign up for the Paranormal Intensive 2008 taking place on September 20th, woohoo,
yeah.
In good old Hackettstown. If you haven't registered for your workshop of choice, make sure you do. Go to njghs.net/paraintensive.html. The link is right in the toolbar, you know, that's the little navigation bar on the top of the page. You'll mm-hmm. see Para Intensive. Click on it. There you go. Each workshop is only $25 per person. You can register for the ones you want or all of them. Doesn't matter. And, of course, the presenters that day will be there with their books and wares on sale, and you can get them autographed. Oh, I should mention that this weekend when this show uploads is the Supernatural TV show convention out in the Marriott at the airport in L.A., in Los Angeles. So I was so tempted. I was like, wow, I have Continental One Pass miles, and it's $149. If you spend the $140 over and above the ticket to get into the convention on Sunday morning, $149 will get you sandwiched in between Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki for a professional photo shoot. They showed what it's like. They have a professional photographer. And then if you want their autograph, it's $70 per autograph additional. So it'd be another $140 if you wanted them to autograph something that you right. have to, and you have to bring your own thing with you. You can't just say, here, let me get something while I'm standing there. But I thought, wow, for $150 to get the picture with those two, how fun. But still, that's $150 plus, you know, flying out there in a hotel. And I'm like, all right, so that's not realistic. But if you're just looking to piss away your income tax return, this is the weekend to do it. Go out to L.A.
Now, if they were smart, you know, they'd come out to New York and do it.
They have one scheduled. You'd have to look. I'd have to look back on the site. And I think we missed it. I think the New York one already took place. Fangoria is coming up. I believe it's June 20th or 22nd. And that this year, they're going to do it. You know how they always do it all the way down the godforsaken Cherry Hill? This year, they're going to do it in Secaucus at the Crown Plaza, where Beetlefest used to be and everything. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, where that's where ChillerCon used to take place, the Crown Plaza. But last year, they moved ChillerCon to Parsippany.
Oh, Parsippany. Morristown, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, to the Hilton, Parsippany Hilton. And so now Fangoria has moved up to Crown Plaza. Then that's taken place in June. You know, I don't like their setup because Fangoria and this other place is Creative Productions for Supernatural. They all have it where you pay, like your general admission would get you in.
Right.
And you know, like when you go to ChillerCon, you get in and you just wait on a line to get to the table to the star you want to see to get the autograph or picture. And sometimes you pay $10-$20 extra if you buy their picture and they sign it for you, whatever. And that's ChillerCon. It's very low maintenance. But this place is Creative Productions or whatever they are that runs Fangoria and Supernatural. You have to register ahead of time and pay for the autograph and the photo and everything in ahead of time. And they have a whole theater, they said, set up. And you go in and people who have paid to be in that section are seated in the first few rows. And people who have booked to get their picture, they're seated in the next set of rows. And you have a scheduled time. I'm like, oh my God, you know.
It's like Paranormal Intensive.
No, you're not.
Sure, they're prepaying for
a signature. Not for a class or something. Oh, I know, you're paying ahead of time for the autographs. Like, let's say you get to ChillerCon, you know, and you're like, well, the line's too long. I'll go back later. Or, you know what? I really don't want that person. This is like a month or two in advance. You've got to figure out whose autograph you're going to want, and you've got to book for it. And then what happens, you know, that day you're sick. You don't make it down there. Now you're out all the money for what you paid to go to it. You're out the money for the autograph.
Send someone down there.
But anyway, those are some up-and-coming events. Beetlefest is, they call it the Fest for Beetle Fans, is taking place this weekend as well when the show uploads. That will be, I think they're still going to have this at the Crown Plaza in Secaucus, the Fest for Beetle Fans. It starts Friday night from like 5 to midnight, runs all day Saturday up until midnight. Usually they have that crappy cover Beetle band Liverpool that plays on Saturday night. Sunday, they usually do a Battle of the Bands, and they have ongoing little rooms that you can walk into where they have all the Beatles movies playing. They have a karaoke room. They have get your photo with the Beatles. The thing I always like, that there's two things about the Fest for Beatle Fans I like the most. Friday night are the Fez guys. These guys wear, you know, those funny Fez hats? These guys get in this one little alcove of this hotel on the second floor. They set up all their instruments, and they don't say a word. They play every song by the Beatles spot on, never say a word. They wear these funny hats, and the whole crowd does the singing. So they're playing the song, and it's a big sing-along. And some people bring their tambourines. Other people bring their acoustic guitars. And it's like one big jam session on a Friday night, and it's so much fun. It's a real fun thing. And then they have the art room. So people, anybody from kids right up through adults, do their Beatle things, whether it's a portrait of one of the Beatles, all the Beatles, maybe their album cover, and everybody submits it, and it's given a number, and when you walk in, you pick up a ballot, and you walk around, you look at all the things, and you vote off first, second, and third, and you put it in the ballot box, and I always love to do that, to vote, you know, for what I think is a neat picture.
Wow.
Yeah, so those are two fun things to do, and then they have, you know, the different people that are there that you can get signatures on. Ken Daschau, you know, the Dasher from, what's he on now, Q104?
Uh-huh.
I forget.
I don't listen to radio.
Yeah, I hardly ever.
I'm a satellite man.
But I know he's going to be there. Sometimes they have other people. They get they have a whole bunch. But the key thing, this weekend they've landed four of the main stars from the movie Across the Universe. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Okay, well, it's a really cool flick. It's kind of Moulin Rouge-y with the imagery, working in the music, but it's all the music of the Beatles to tell the story.
Oh, I saw the previews. Yeah, I passed.
Oh, it's good. I bought it because I was so upset because I had rented it from Netflix and it kept cutting out. So I was like, you know what? What I've seen of it, I love. So I went and bought it and finally got to watch it all the way through. And I'm like, there's some scenes where you're kind of like, wow, this is pretty head trippy. But then you look at it from the art point of view and you're like, that is so cool. The imagery and how they worked all this in. And it's like it's really good. I recommend it. But they're going to have 4 of the stars from across the universe are going to be at the Beetle Fest. So
I'm there.
You should. Oh, and then if you're a collector, you should see the they have the huge one ballroom is just nothing but vendor table after vendor table. So if you want anything from old bumper stickers, lunch boxes, memorabilia, t-shirts.
Are we being reimbursed for this commercial?
No. I'm just telling you, this is what's happening this weekend. You can go out to California, to Los Angeles, to the Supernatural Convention. You can go to Secaucus and be part of the Fest for Beetle fans, which it's really cool. It's very cool. And it's so cute because now you see these people from the day of the Beatles are grandparents, and some of them are great-grandparents, and they're still showing up with they're still like hippied out, but they're grandparents, and they've got their little grandkids. I saw this one time, this grandfather, he was like all an old biker dude, but he had his granddaughter on his shoulders walking around, and she's singing the Beatles songs. And I'm like, I stood there, and I'm like,
poor kid.
Spans all these generations. I mean, it's so cool how, in fact, you know, even one day, my guy Chris, his daughter, we were watching TV. She's only like 3. Yeah, she was still 3 at the time. She's 3.5 now. Well, anyway, we're watching TV and there's this commercial for Target. And you know, Target does that one commercial was you say goodbye, I say hello, 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 da da da, you know. Well, that's a Beatles song. So, you know, I didn't think anything of it other than that's a Beatles song and a Target commercial, big deal. So later on, I'm working at the computer. She comes over and she's sitting in my lap and I'm typing and next thing she says, you say goodbye, I say hello. And she starts not just humming it, but she was singing the words. And I almost dropped the computer. I'm like, this kid saw this commercial once that I know of. And but that's how this music is. It just spans every generation. Now, here's his little one. Sorry. And she's just from a commercial. I was so excited. Yeah, it's like, wow. Anyway, so that's that. That's what you can do this weekend. And I may head to...
Wow, we haven't digressed again.
So you can head down to Secaucus because I think I might do that. I think I might go hang out with some family members on Saturday if I'm really incredibly terminally bored. And Friday night I may head down to Secaucus. Yeah. And
some of us have to work, so.
Find the Fez guys and hang out with the crowd. And that's pretty fun, you know. Got to do what I can to entertain myself. Get a break from the computer. Otherwise I'll just sit there and write 24/7. It's like insane. So, I should remind everyone the Dinner and Spirit Circle at Haunted Charlie Brown's Steakhouse, the night of the Paranormal Intensive, that's September 20th, it runs from 7 to 10. This is with psychic Jane Doherty, which, by the way, and this is not a complete digression, I had lunch with Jane last week, and it was really good to get caught up with her. She's got a whole... psychic development class. You know, she wrote the book Awakening the Mystic Gift.
Okay.
So now she's developed this entire psychic development course that she's going to be giving, I believe, at one of the hotels down in, it's like Rutgers area. Like, what is that, New Brunswick? You know.
Yeah, around there.
I only know the bars. I'm thinking, it's not a really good bar. We have
there.
I'm like, yeah, it's that bar. Well, anyway, it's that bar down there in New Brunswick. It's where Bugs' 40th surprise birthday party is. That's in that area, you know. So, doesn't help you. But if you go to janedoherty.com, you will find out all the stats on this course, and you can register for it. But in the meantime, for $60, you can have a wonderful buffet dinner at the Haunted Charlie Brown's with Jane Doherty. And then, let's see, it's going to be from 8:30 to 10, because from 7 to 8:30 you'll have dinner. From 8:30 to 10, she's going to do a psychic circle, so you don't know who or what may come through. It could be very interesting. So you can register for that, like I said, at the Paranormal Intensive page that's on the njghs.net site. You can also stay tuned to our website and sign up for our Yahoo groups to get the latest and greatest info, because you never know what else is changing. Oh, and did you see? Now, if you were part of the Yahoo groups, then you got that little teaser. Because come August 16th, I think we're going to have a group of us going up for an all-nighter investigation at a haunted lighthouse. How cool is that?
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been waiting for information on the website, which you put in the email.
Yes, because I am waiting to hear back from Jeremy D'Entremont, who's up in New England. And I have to, you know, he confirmed that date to me, but I have to confirm.
All I know is if a bunch of people go, I'm going to be really pissed.
Oh, no, we can't. We have to max it out at 15, and that's
including
me. Well,
even 15, you know, if 15 people go, I'm going to be pissed.
Why?
All that work I freaking did for New Orleans, and all these people telling me, oh, I'm interested, yeah, let's do it.
Because that involved flights, hotels. This is like you drive up, I think it's Portsmouth or something.
Wow.
I have to look back on it, but... Yeah, I'm waiting to get all that from... You know what it is? He's waiting to hear back from the United States Coast Guard, because most of the lighthouses got taken over by the Coast Guard.
Yep.
Some of them that the Coast Guard sold off. But
everyone knows from Taps.
Yeah, first Taps. Season. Well, I knew it because I was married to it, unfortunately. But long before Taps. But so if the Coast Guard approves this, this site is good because not only is there the lighthouse, there's the fort. So we'll have – that way, if we have a group of 15, we can put 8 in one spot, 7 in the other, and then at the halfway mark switch them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we're not – it's not too crowded and people tripping over each other. And it should be – and it'll be an all-nighter. And Jeremy said he'd be very interested to see what results we get because he's had psychics – I forget the psychic's name that she was picking up some different things. They're on a radio show that oh, I forget the name. And I've been on this radio show, too. It's out of Massachusetts. They know Jeff Belanger and everything.
Okay.
And yeah. So.
Everybody knows Jeff.
Everybody knows Jeff, yeah. Anyway, so definitely sign up for our Yahoo groups, because when all that stuff hits, you'll be one of the first people to get the Yahoo blast and know, hey, you know, the PayPal link is up, all the information's there, I can register. And all we have to do is, like, cover expenses and the donation to the society that preserves these lighthouses. That's what Jeremy heads up, is like mm-hmm. a New England Lighthouse Preservation Society. So that's cool. And he's going to be helping me. He's helped me tremendously so far because I'll be writing up on some haunted lighthouses for the next weird book that's coming out in the end of this Halloween season. There's, you know, that book Weird Hauntings that Joanne Austin did?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're doing another one. It's going to be right now. The working title is Weird. I think it's going to be Weird Encounters, Ghostly Places. So I'm going to be writing up on some haunted lighthouses, and that'll be out. And then my book, I just got word from my publisher that they've already designed the cover. They were looking for the table of contents. They're starting to sell it into Barnes & Noble and Borders. So my book, you know, I'm busting butt here, but that's going to help probably hit the shelves in time for Halloween this year. I'm so excited. Anyway, so...
so are we being tuned. Reimbursed for that commercial?
And just stay tuned to the Yahoo groups. Definitely sign up for that so you get the latest and greatest, and I don't have to chew my cabbage twice and explain everything all over again. And otherwise, you can go to the website. Duh. Okay. So, let's see. Thanks so much to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Trico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.